and Amir Tzashem Muvaiter in our Hemshech, in really capitalizing as much as we can until the end of this month, which is so upon us, everybody say. Every day you miss, every Seder you miss, every hour you shmooze, you're missing mamish quality time that's going to be gone. Capitalize, everybody say, on the break. Capitalize on the break. Person has to be koyver right now in Hanukkah what his regilus is. That's what I was talking to Judah about in the Beis Medrash. Harogil b'ner, havyon l'mbonim tamid l'chom. Everyone in this room wants to have bonim tamid l'chom. There's no question. But the shaila is, what's your regilus? What is your regilus? What's your regular? What do you misraggle yourself towards? What are you going to do with this break? You're going to say, oh, off, recharge, have to get into things. I have to get the defibrillator again at the beginning of next month to get into things? Or is this part of me? Is this now part of my ASIC? Is this now, do I actually believe in the Torah that we discussed, that everyone said so beautifully in the Mesiba that we had in the El Yoyinim, that Ein Lechem Chelek Belokei Yisrael. Kisu al Keller and Lashor, Ein Lechem Chelek Belokei Yisrael. Yevonim had no problem if you show up to Seder. Yevonim had no problem if you want to say a Chakira and want to enjoy the Lumdis that sounds so good and sounds so sharp. But now incorporating and making it have an impression on you and making it a chelek elokami mile and say that this is part of my day, that this is my regilus, that this is my harogyo b'ner, that's what they had a problem with. Why can't it just be chachma chitzayini? Why can't it be just like delving into every other study that you could be involved with, everybody say? Do I believe that? Am I going to act on that? Or am I going to say, oh no, it's an avuka. Fire! But it's not going to actually change. It's not going to actually affect me. This zman is not going to have any shaykhs to my doiris that are going to come from me, to my children, Rabbi Yisai. Well, you think it just happens like that? I'll get to it later on? Why? Every Hanukkah you've already said, I'll get to it later on. Every Hanukkah you've pushed off. Frekta Svasemes, why is it that Hanukkah is in the zman of Ad Shetichle Regel Min Ashok? You know why? We have no other mitzvah that is such a modna zman. First of all, that it has to do with a shuk. Second of all, that it has to do with ad shetich leregel min ashuk. Why is that? Because Chanukah is supposed to be koiveya something. V'kovu shmoy nas yomim. There was a kviyas, there was a chelek, there was a mamish of midah keneged midah of what the yisoid of the Yevonim was. It's supposed to be mechanech me, to charge me for the future. That my regilus is my regilus. This is my bread and butter. This is my breakfast. This is my ASIC. This is my winter break. It's not stop and start and stop and start. And then finally I get to a situation and say, why am I not there? You know, and sometimes that reality check is where? Is with the girl that I'm dating. Why won't she go out with me? Why does it have to be from her? Because she's pretty? So then suddenly she has to say, because that's not your regilus. And I want that hashpa to be on my children. I want harog yu b'ner, havin lebonim, tag miyad hachomim. Yeah, Ramosha Weinberger is right. 100%. But it is shayich. Make the regilus here. Continue the matzav. You get a geshmak here. You get a geshmak and a sugi here. Continue. You're going to get more and more geshmaks if you make a ratzifus. It wasn't just Rabbi Akiva was a tzaddik. He wanted it. He didn't want to stop it. He didn't want to stop and start and stop. He wanted to drive a clunker. Who wants to drive a clunker? Stop and start and stop and start. I want to make it regilus. That's what flows. These are my chakiras. This is the way I live. This is Dvar Hashem. This is the ultimate. And any other ASIC that I have in my life is to fulfill this. Harog yo b'ner. It's not just enough to be an Eved Hashem, to be Oved Hashem. You want to get to a place that this is Pashat, this is the regular. Regular, rogil, regel menashuk. That's the word. That's the Yisoid. Chanukah, the Yisoid is to be mechanech. It's to start now. It's not to learn just during Chanukah. It's not to finish off the Zman now, Rabbi Yisai. We have a wonderful break, Rabbi Yisai. Wonderful break. But what do you do on that break? I think that should be the first kasha on the resume before you start dating. What do you do for winter breaks? Maybe I should make a dating platform. That should be the first kasha. That's what my mashkiach, my yeshiva told me when I came back to YU and I went back to Karen Biavna for the first intercession. He said to me, that's a raya. You were Isaac and Torah the entire time. That's what my mashkiach, still never, of Rivlin. Shlita, you should live and be well. Mashkiach and Karen Biavna, that's what he said to me the first second you guys said, this is Megala and everything else. This is Megala and everything else. Because it shows what your regilus is. It shows where your mind is. It shows where, whether or not what Taisus and Bracha says, that I don't have to make a new Birkas HaTorah when I come back to learn at night, even though I was involved in so many interruptions, because it wasn't Bechlal an interruption. Because that was just all a Hechtimtzi for me to get back to be a servant of HaKadosh Baruch, to be involved. And again, we get distracted. We're all human. We're all normal. Lamaisa. Lamaisa, Rabbi said, we want to get to that point. We want it to be one all Asik, one all Regilis, one all... We want it to be passed down to the Deiros HaBoim. These are real Shilas, Rabbi said. This is really what's given over to us, what we have the ability to. And I get it. Enjoy yourselves, Rabbi said. Also take a Zman, take a breather. Also take some time, play some ball, go some swimming. Find that place. But Avadit should be involved with so much of a continuation of what we have the opportunity to do. We are so blessed. Stop running away from that blessing. From the Dvar Hashem, from the Asik, from the connection, from the fake dark world. Shechshichu einayim shel Yisrael. But stop. Stop with the fire. Stop. Stop. That makes it fleeting. That makes it a joke. That makes it not rugged. Let's capitalize. Let's make it true. Let's make it emistic. Let's make it to the point that it's not even going to have to be a decision. There are the people that are involved and are very busy businessmen and doing well, Rabbi Yisai. They don't have to make the hachlota of whether or not they should have morning seder before davening. Whether or not they should go to the Beis Medrash afterwards before Marv to have a seder. It's not a decision. It's pashut. You know, and that's what I'm trying to train with my son. That's where we go. That's what we do. And that's the communities that we should try to live in. Again, if that's what you want. But I believe that's what everyone wants here. That's the regulus that we want. We're just constantly struggling and going back and forth and back and forth. And we need to find that fire again, and that lasts for 2 hours, and then we have a good Seder, and then it stops, and then it starts. And we're driving clunkers. Don't drive a clunker. Get a nice car. Get a nice car, Rabbi Yisai. Drive smoothly. Put the car in cruise control. That's the Yisai of Hanukkah. To have that Asik that now brings you to a life that now is going to continue that momentum, Rabbi Yisai. And that's a big decision. Big decision is how we conduct ourselves during the break when the lachatz is down, and now how we're going to define ourselves. Mirtz Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. We should continue the momentum. We should continue the Eisek HaTayr. We should take this Chanukah and be Mechanech, the Sugya, and Mirtz Hashem bring us closer to Shamayim and be Koine Baba Basra and future Masechtas and make our children Rogel B'Nei.